Woo, here's a hot take on this week's episode.
We're not designed to be flawed and live lives of pain. And the body's sole purpose, regardless of what you believe, the sole purpose is to survive, to reproduce, to extend the human race. So pain and disease is not the natural state that we're meant to be in. Let's go. Set the pace, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus, keep the drive. No slow motion, I'm alive. Power surging, can't deny. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. What if your exhaustion and your chronic symptoms are not signs that your body is broken, but signs that your body is trying to heal itself? Because today's guest, Courtney Soma, is about to flip everything you thought you knew about health on its head. Today on the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, I am joined by the incredible Courtney Soma, a board-certified health and wellness coach, a holistic nutritionist, and a personal trainer who helps women reclaim their energy, eliminate chronic symptoms, and finally feel at home in their bodies again. Welcome to the show, Courtney Soma.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
I am great. It's so amazing to have you here. I know we've been planning this for a while. Let me tell my audience a little bit more about your background. So after transforming her own health through holistic, evidence-based nervous system regulation, nutrition, and lifestyle alignment, Courtney created her signature Vitality Holistic Health and Healing Method built on three powerful pillars: master your mindset, nail your nutrition, and thirdly, align your life. Her philosophy is simple but revolutionary. Healing is not about doing more, it's about doing what actually works consistently in a way that fits into your real life. If you've been stuck in burnout, overdoing, or trying to fix everything, this conversation is going to feel like a deep exhale. So Courtney, your work is so aligned with helping heal women in a sustainable way, but take us back. What was your personal turning point in your own health journey that led you down this sustainable health path instead of the path that so many other women are going through, which is pushing and burnout?
Yeah, that's it's interesting because we're on this path and typically we try to just keep going, keep doing, and we exhaust all of the conventional methods, if you will. And then some of us stick with that and it's trial and error for decades. And some of us kind of go rogue and try stuff that actually works and is actually the most simple. But the breaking points were realizing that I couldn't be present or interactive with my kids. I've got two boys. They're rambunctious. They play sports. They like to, you know, throw balls in the backyard, play baseball, football. My son plays hockey. I like to get out on the ice with him. I'm not very good. I don't pick up a stick, but I like to get out with him to help him skate and do drills and stuff like that. And it was just realizing that I was in so much pain every single day. And even though I was with them, I was thinking about the pain that I was in. And there were one of the defining moments was sitting at our kitchen table. And a family member, my husband's uncle, had recommended the Diamond Headache Clinic in Chicago. I think it's in Chicago. And this was a handful of years ago. And we didn't have national insurance at the time. And I sat there and it was going to be $20,000 for me to get there. And I was having migraine symptoms nearly every single day at this point. And they would range in severity. They weren't always, you know, crippling and in bed. But when you've got something that's a 4 out of 10 for 4 or 5 days straight, it starts to wear on you, right?
Yeah.
So sitting at the table thinking, and my husband was fully supportive. His name's Scott. If you need to go, we'll make it work, you know? And all I could think of is even if we do spend our money on this,
and this is not how I want to spend our family's money. Can they even help me? Yeah. Or is it just going to be another conversation of, well, let's try this medication and see what happens? Because I can do that here. I don't need to spend $20,000 to do that in another state. So there were some defining moments like that, but that was a big one. And it's just thinking, you know, medical expenses are the number one cause of bankruptcy in the United States. Is that going to be what's in store for our family because of this? And I have to do something about it.
So what was your first step? You decided not to spend the $20,000 at that clinic. So what was your first step toward healing the way that you chose to heal?
Yeah, it all started. So I had gone down the conventional path. Yeah. I had had a couple of different functional doctors. We tried all the lab tests, you know, literally probably $1,000 worth of supplements a month, like ridiculous stuff. And I'm not saying that can't be helpful for some people, but for me, it wasn't what my body needed. A supplement to replace medication was not going to help me heal, right? Yes. And I had a ton of different things. I've got like 8 chronic diagnoses. And if you don't count a history of anxiety and depression, those are fully resolved. So I usually don't include those. But I was gearing toward the natural space, but it just wasn't enough, even though I was doing all of these things that I was told I was supposed to do or that helped other people. And I was folding laundry and multitasking in the living room. And I came across, I don't know if someone mentioned an article or if I was like Google searching, and I found an article on nutrition and migraine. And it happened to be on plant-based nutrition and migraine. And I was like, nobody has talked to me about this before. Hmm. No one has really put together the impact that nutrition has on neurological symptoms and chronic pain. So it started there, and that led to about 12 months of educating myself on nutrition. Now, I was already a certified personal trainer and sports nutritionist at this time. So I knew a lot about nutrition, but I didn't know about nutrition and pain. Mm. And that is where it all started. It was a journal article that I came across in January, a handful of years ago. And now we're here.
Amazing. Amazing. Yeah. So what were some of the biggest misconceptions you had about health before you found this amazing transformation?
Yeah. So I actually went to school for biology and I worked in healthcare. And the traditional story is genetics are the predominant deciding factor in how we look, the diseases we developed, you know, what we experience on a day-to-day, how we age, if we have stretch marks or not. You know, genetics is what is typically pointed to. And that was the biggest thing that got flipped on its head. And there's an entire field of epigenetics that says that's actually not true. So that is like, if I were to say one thing, that is huge, because a lot of people are looking at, well, genetics, or it runs in my family. And we have a lot more power and control over our destiny and our health than we are led to believe.
So did what you were experiencing with your migraine and all your different symptoms, did that run in your family, or was that just mm-hmm. from chronic stress?
No, there's a lot of different things. Stress yeah. is a huge trigger, obviously, but that leads to a dysregulated nervous system. So obviously, the nervous system plays a huge role with chronic pain and neurological symptoms like migraine. But it was my lifestyle. I did not treat my body very well mm-hmm. in my 20s. I ate a standard American diet for most of my life. I, you know, did not have things in my environment that supported health and healing, but it wasn't my fault. I didn't know. Yeah. And a lot of us don't know these things, and it can sound really overwhelming, but part of my goal is to help make it more simple. And so women can flow into it with ease. It still takes intention and it takes dedication to yourself, but it doesn't have to be overwhelming or like hard.
I like that you talk about nervous system regulation and you just mentioned it. It is foundational to healing and health, especially in your work. For the people in our audience that don't know what nervous regulation is, can you actually explain what that means in simple terms?
Yeah, absolutely. So, and we hear it a lot more now. It gets thrown around a little bit, but it really is so, so important, especially now, because we're in this technological boom and we've got screens everywhere. We've got alerts, we've got social media that is literally designed to keep us engaged and keep the dopamine firing and all of these different things. And, you know, we can have an overworked nervous system from stress from work, family, the way we eat, external factors like social media and screens where our brain is just constantly going. But from a space of health and healing, a lot of us are thinking about our pain or our discomfort. Sometimes it's just gut discomfort. Sometimes it's chronic pain like joint pain, arthritis, migraine. And we're either thinking about the pain we're in or we're anticipating pain or what might set off a flare, or we're afraid of certain foods because we might have a reaction. This keeps the nervous system in fight or flight. So a lot of people can remember back to like ninth grade biology, we've got rest and digest and fight or flight. Yes. And in our environment today, the way it's designed, you know, if you think about it, humans are very far removed from the days where we lived in caves and really just had to worry about staying alive and where we were finding our next meal. Now we have things that are impacting our nervous system that aren't real threats, but they're perceived as threats. And this keeps us in high alert. And we can't be in both high alert and calm at the same time. So a lot of us have this imbalance of just being in chronic fight or flight rather than having a nervous system that is able to calm and enter a state of repair, slowing down, all of those things that sound fantastic but don't really feel attainable.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what it's like, you know, to have a dysregulated nervous system.
So what are three actionable steps that women can do to calm down and to go from their dysregulated sympathetic to their rest and digest parasympathetic nervous system?
Yeah. So I want to touch on the three pillars for sure. And this can kind of, you mentioned the mindset, nutrition, and lifestyle, but if we're talking about three just for the regulation of the nervous system, this can be even just taking deep breaths. If you notice in the car, a lot of us are breathing more with our upper chest, and they're very shallow breaths. We're not filling our lungs. That is something we can do. The breath is like the most simple bridge to get you from fight or flight into rest and digest. That can be one. It doesn't take any extra time. You're breathing anyway. It's just being a little bit more focused.
Love that.
Something else you can do is if you have some extra time, you can obviously add in a meditation, even a 5-minute guided meditation or a gratitude practice. This helps to calm the nervous system. And something else as well, a lot of us are eating on the fly when we're stressed.
Yes.
If you can, eating in a place where you're calm,
yeah.
Or even saying, you know, if you're religious, say a prayer. If you're not, even just thinking about your food as you're eating it. A lot of us have chronic digestive issues, and women in particular are, you know, struggling with bloating, gas, discomfort, all of these things, slowing down around mealtime and even thinking, you know, being mindful about your food. Where did it come from? What's the texture? Slowing down in those moments, which doesn't add a whole lot of time, but can bring your nervous system from up here to a place that's more level and steady.
I love that because so many people are eating on the go or eating standing up or eating while returning emails. And my friend was in Japan and he said they think that's crazy. Like they would never even like drink a coffee while walking. Like they are about completely still when you take a sip or you take a bite or anything. So Americans, we just eat and drink and do everything while in movement. And I think that's great advice, what you said, Courtney, just to stop, take a beat, thank, you know, God, the universe, whatever you believe, the farmers who made the food, the people who packaged the food, the people, the truckers who delivered it to the store. We don't even think about that, but just taking that moment can shift us from the sympathetic to the parasympathetic and to stop eating on the move. Like just take 5 minutes and also to chew your food. Cause that's something that I struggle with because I always like, you know, eat so fast cause I'm rushing from thing to thing. So just taking like a moment to slow down, be present and chew thoroughly. Yeah. So we are going to cut to a quick commercial break. But when we come back, Courtney, I'd love to hear about your three pillars of vitality. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. And don't miss out on this next segment because Courtney is going to be sharing some great nuggets of wisdom with us. Do you remember slumber parties as a kid? Wearing pajamas, laughing until midnight, eating delicious food, and feeling completely free. Before the bills, the responsibilities, and the pressure of adult life. What if you could experience that magic again as an adult? On February 27th and 28th, I'm hosting the second Soulful Slumber Party in Cincinnati, Ohio. The first one sold out, and this experience is truly unforgettable. You'll receive luxury silk pajamas, a night at a beautiful hotel, a sacred cacao ceremony, a gentle yoga session, a professional photo shoot, my signature Seven Pillars of Abundance workshop, and an elegant dinner party with an incredible group of like-minded women. This is your chance to reconnect with your joy, your vision, and yourself. If you feel called, apply through the link in the show notes. I'll see you at the slumber party. Hey there, it's Rebecca, your magnetic abundance mentor. Let me ask you something. Are you feeling stuck, burned out, or like life just isn't as juicy as you know it can be? If you're nodding right along, it's time for a breakthrough. My coaching program is designed to help you align your life in all seven pillars of abundance: spiritual, physical, emotional, romantic, mental, social, and financial, so you can finally live that big, bold, sexy, and adventurous life you deserve. And here's the best part. I'm inviting you to schedule a breakthrough call with me. No pressure, no sales gimmicks, just a genuine chance to experience my coaching firsthand and get crystal clear on what is next for you. Because your best life is not a someday thing, it's a right now thing. So click the link in the show notes to book your breakthrough call and let's start making magic together. Your next level is calling you. This podcast review is from Bring It On, and she says that the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show is amazing and inspiring. She goes on to say, I believe this show is a place where women can come and really learn and grow. Rebecca creates a strong and safe space for women to share and be vulnerable. I highly recommend this podcast. Thank you so much. And it is absolutely a safe place for all women to come and learn. Thanks for being a great listener. Welcome back. Courtney, you have three pillars of vitality. I know we are all on the edges of our seats wanting to know what these three pillars are and how they can help us achieve vitality. So tell us all about the three pillars.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first pillar of vitality is mastering your mindset. And I've begun to incorporate identity in here as well, because, and this isn't just toxic positivity or always thinking the best, but mastering your mindset when it comes to health and healing is super important, or even honestly, any goal. And this is something that I know you focus on with your clients. Limiting beliefs are a huge one. I saw you posted about that earlier today. A lot of the things that we think are really impacting our results. Okay. And our identity, what we're thinking and feeling over time, also impacts the results that we get. And this kind of goes back to the whole genetics thing and the genetics not being the primary factor, because if we are thinking and feeling like our body is broken or it can't heal because someone along the line told us there's no cure or we can't reverse this, we begin to live in that space. And how can you heal if you don't believe your body is capable?
Yeah.
Or if you believe you're inherently broken. So that's number one. Number two, these things, what we think produces our feelings, right? And that's controlled by neurotransmitters in our brain, our chemistry in our body. So when we think certain thoughts, we can either have positive neurotransmitters and hormones be released, or we can have negative ones be released. So it starts with what's upstairs. If we are constantly believing or thinking that we can't heal, we're not capable, we can't stay on track, which path is your body, your actual chemistry and physiology in your body going to follow? Not the positive one.
The negative one.
Exactly. So yeah. We can actually control to some extent what's happening in our body with what's going on upstairs. And it takes practice, but again, it's free. It's simple. It just takes intention and practice.
It takes a lot of intention because you're literally reprogramming the neural pathways, which are like the superhighways in your brain where thoughts lead to other thoughts. Mm-hmm. And I think that is, it does take discipline and practice. Mm-hmm. But you can catch yourself when you think a negative thought and replace it with an affirmation or a positive thought. But that is a very important mm-hmm. discipline, just to be aware of your thoughts. Because I feel like so many people are on autopilot and they're just thinking negative thoughts, not realizing mm-hmm. that they're sabotaging their health journey.
Mm-hmm. And I've been guilty of that too. And especially if you've grown up in an environment that maybe your parents weren't so positive, or you really struggled growing up, or maybe you're in a relationship that is not super healthy. That can be something that takes a lot of work. And I understand that because it's something that took a lot of work for me. I'm not inherently the most positive person, but it really is important when you've got a health goal to work on that neuroplasticity, but also on top of the internal physiology that's happening is what we're thinking and feeling will shape our actual actions. So it's a domino effect. If we feel that there's no hope, are we likely to take action that is going to produce any different results?
Of course not.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But if we feel like we are in control and our bodies have an innate capability of healing, God didn't design us to be flawed and in pain. You know, we just had Easter. Some of you may not align with this, but Jesus came and he healed the sick, right? We're not designed to be flawed and live lives of pain. And the body's sole purpose, regardless of what you believe, the sole purpose is to survive, to mm-hmm. reproduce, to extend the human race. So pain and disease is not the natural state that we're meant to be in. Mm-hmm. And when we begin to embody that, then we start making decisions that align with those beliefs. We choose healthier foods. We start to align our lifestyle. We begin to work more on those mindset shifts, being more active and realizing this isn't serving me. Can I replace it with something that does?
Yes.
So those beliefs shape internally as well as things we do, which is, it's huge. It's huge.
So what is the third pillar?
Well, that was number one. That was just mindset and identity.
Oh, okay. So let's keep going. So we're on the second pillar. The
second pillar is nutrition. And this is actually what I started with.
Okay.
Because I didn't get into all the mindset stuff until a little bit further into my journey. But nutrition, and there's so much noise around nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
But what I focus on is nourishment and those micronutrients. I don't focus on macronutrients. I did that for a very long time and my health went to hell in a handbasket. I'm not saying they're not important, but macronutrients are kind of like the gasoline to your car, right?
Yes.
You gotta have it. It makes the car run, but the micronutrients, the vitamins, the minerals, the antioxidants, these are like the oil for the engine. And if you don't have the right oil, your car is going to break down no matter how much gas you put in it.
So the macronutrients are protein, fat, and carbs. The micronutrients are more vitamins, antioxidants, superfoods. So yeah. By the way, here's my medical disclaimer. We are not doctors. We're not giving anyone medical advice on anything. This is purely for entertainment and fun that we're having this conversation. We're not diagnosing or anything. Yeah. So if you have any questions about any of these supplements, please talk to your doctor. But Courtney, in your opinion, what are some general supplements that you feel like everybody should be taking? And I know everybody's a little different, but what is a general supplement stack that you think would be helpful to the average person listening?
Yeah. I mean, before we even get into supplements, we have to look at food, what we're eating, because the supplement industry, it's a multi-billion dollar industry, right?
Yeah.
But a lot of it's because we're not focusing on the right things with food. We want to focus on foods that nourish our internal systems, that support the liver, that support the gut, that support the immune system. And by the way, these aren't all different foods. The same foods that support the gut or help reverse diabetes or help lower inflammation, they help with everything, okay? Supplements, I think, can be fantastic, but they have to be used intentionally. And a lot of us are going out and saying, well, I think I have this deficiency or, you know, whatever. There's a lot of things that we're getting from supplements that we can be getting from food. We just have to be more intentional with our food.
And well, let's talk about food before we get to supplements. What are some of the foods that you mentioned that are great for the liver, gut, immune system, that help lower A1C? What are some of your favorite superfoods that are helping lower inflammation in the body and that are doing all the things?
Yeah. So for inflammation in particular, ginger and turmeric are huge, especially when I was dealing with more migraine symptoms in the past, or chronic joint pain is something that I used to deal with a lot, joint and muscle pain. Adding ginger, like whole ginger, to my smoothies, wild blueberries, turmeric. These things are highly anti-inflammatory. Chia and flax, they've got omega-3s, which are the anti-inflammatory fatty acids. So when we have more omega-3s, it helps to lower inflammation. But really, any whole, brightly colored food. And I'm not, you know, I went plant-based, it changed my life. Not everybody's going to do that, okay? But incorporating, maybe we're swapping out an ultra-processed food for something that's brightly colored. Whatever you enjoy, if it's an apple, if it's a banana, if it's a leafy green, if it's, you know, cucumber, celery, you name it. the plant foods, honestly, are going to help to lower the inflammation and give you vitamins, minerals, and nutrients. I was talking to a woman the other day. They said her sodium was low and they recommended adding salts. We can get salt from celery or celery juice, leafy greens, and it's not just isolated sodium. It comes with all the other nutrients and other minerals that we also need to maintain balance of. So when we get it from the whole plant source, we get all the other components that our body needs also.
So what is in the Courtney Soma smoothie that you, what's your go-to smoothie? I'd love to know.
My go-to smoothie, and sometimes I wish I would shake it up a bit, but honestly, it's simplicity for me. So the easiest thing I do, I almost fill my blender full of spinach, or if you're not a fan of spinach, some leafy green vitamins or the minerals that are in the leafy greens. 1 to 2 bananas, about a cup of wild blueberries, ginger, spirulina, and Atlantic dulse. Yeah.
That sounds like the medical medium's detox smoothie.
Very similar, yes. It is very similar. He doesn't add the greens.
Yes.
But yeah, it's basically the same principle. And without getting too far into migraine, and a lot of people think the heavy metal thing with neurological symptoms is woo-woo. Last year for the World Migraine Summit, they actually had a talk about the implications of heavy metals and migraine symptoms. And it's a real issue. And removing those can help. So the cilantro, if I have cilantro, I will put it in there. But sometimes my other go-to smoothie is frozen mango and spinach. And just having those, and I might put a vanilla protein powder in there for like creaminess and a little flavor. But those are my two go-tos.
And you're not worried about the high sugar of the bananas and the mangoes?
No. And this is another huge misconception. There are a lot of people that are going to come out with their pitchforks, but we have learned, and we have over about 100 years of research on this, that it's actually not carbohydrates that cause insulin resistance. It's dietary fat. This is a whole thing. We could do a 3-hour conversation on this. Just a blurb. We remove the carbs and we see the blood sugar become more in control because we've removed the carbs, but we're not actually reversing insulin resistance. It's still prevailing. You add the banana back in, the blood sugar is going to spike, right? When we remove dietary fat, what happens is, and I love the work of Dr. Cyrus Kimbata and Robbie Barbero of Mastering Diabetes. So if anybody wants to learn more about this, their book is the single best resource on this phenomenon. But dietary fat in the bloodstream actually gums up the works. The cell has like the hole, the keyhole, and insulin is the key. So normally what we should have happen is the insulin should bind to the cell. It opens the cell. Glucose gets out of the bloodstream. When there's too much dietary fat in the blood, it gums up that lock. Insulin cannot function properly, and thus blood glucose levels raise. But what happens is when we lower our dietary fat intake, we can process carbohydrates naturally without a problem, and insulin resistance actually reverses. This is not medical advice.
Yes, of course.
I know this is contradictory to what most people will hear about diabetes, but that book is an absolute amazing resource. So no, I'm not worried about the sugar in fruit. Now, processed sugar, refined sugar, cupcakes, ho-hos, all that stuff. No, not good for you. Use on rare occasion. But fruit, not worried about it.
Amazing. Well, that is the book called Mastering Diabetes. So check that out. We're going to cut to another quick commercial, but don't go anywhere because Courtney is going to share her third pillar of vitality right after this quick break. Okay, can I be real for a second? You're out there crushing it in some areas of your life, but in others, it's like a hot mess express. Sound familiar? Here's the thing. You're not just meant to survive, you're meant to thrive. And that's exactly what I help my clients do in my coaching program. Together, we'll tackle all 7 pillars of abundance, because who wants killer abs but a dumpster fire of a bank account? Or a thriving career but zero in the romance department? Yeah, no thanks. I'm inviting you to schedule a breakthrough call with me. No pressure, no awkward sales pitch, just you, me, and a chance to figure out why you're stuck and how to get unstuck. So stop doom scrolling and start doing something about it. Click the link in the show notes and let's start giving you your best, most bougie life. You in? I want to share something personal that has truly changed how I feel in my body. Like so many women, I was eating healthy, working out, and doing all the right things, but still my metabolism felt slower. I was holding on to belly fat, craving sweets, and my energy wasn't consistent. That's when I started using the EverBalance and GBX Slim to Fit Duo. What I noticed from these two supplements was incredible. My belly fat started to release, my cravings for sugar went way down, and I had a steady, consistent energy flow throughout the day. I didn't feel like I was fighting my body anymore. It finally felt like my body was supporting me. This duo works at the hormonal and metabolic level, which is especially important for women in midlife. I feel more confident, energized, and more like myself again. If you're ready to support your metabolism and step into your most vibrant, magnetic self, go to the link in the show notes to grab your discount. Welcome back, everyone. It is Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast, sharing the expertise of Courtney Soma, health and vitality coach. So, Courtney, what is your third pillar of vitality?
The third pillar is just aligning your lifestyle. And this is something for some of us that might feel a little uncomfortable. So, you know, sometimes we have these goals from a health perspective or a fitness perspective, and our lifestyle doesn't necessarily reflect the outcome that we want to have. And, you know, we'll just use the example of chronic pain and migraine, since we talked a lot about that and the nervous system already. But something, for instance, in the past, I used to love kickboxing. It was not good for my situation, but I would force it anyway because I would want to go, and then I would be in pain for 2 weeks. Cycling, which I had to take a long pause from. I just got back into it, which I'm very excited about, but I've done a lot of healing work and I'm more in that rebuild phase myself now. But cycling ramps up the nervous system. There's loud music, you're pushing yourself, you can be in positions that can actually trigger pain flares. And sometimes it's hard to part with some of these things that we love, or we feel like we should be able to do them because we used to, or, you know, our friends are doing intense workouts or CrossFit or something like that. And sometimes we just need to take a step back and like really align our lifestyle with our goals. If something is causing us pain or causing our nervous system to ramp up, it might be worth taking a look at. And it doesn't mean you're done with it forever. It just means being intentional right now and then reevaluating it later. But other things in lifestyle include, you know, sleep, stress management, all of these different things, even things we're exposed to in the home, what kind of food we're bringing into the home, what kind of chemicals we're bringing into the home. And you're not overhauling it all at once, but maybe pick one thing a month. Like, especially women, we put more chemicals on our body.
Yes.
The average woman puts over 200 chemicals on their body every single day. Like, That's wow. When I read that statistic, that's I thought it was like absolutely insane. And I'm not saying throw away all your products, like don't wash your hair. But maybe it's like, all right, I want to find a shampoo and find one that doesn't have, you know, fragrance, just for instance.
Right. Or color dyes or anything that you, if you can't pronounce the ingredient, don't put it in your body or on your body. That's my role. I'll look at ingredients, and if I can't pronounce it, that means it's not safe.
It's concocted somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
And a tool that I really love for this, because we can't memorize it all, and my little sister's in a phase now. She's kind of in the baby phase of looking at things in her environment and making more health conscious decisions. And she's like, everything's going to kill us. And I'm like, yeah, but no, like pick something, pick one thing. If you want to make a more informed decision, pick your shampoo, use the Yuka app or the EWG, the EWG website. You can literally type in shampoos and it'll rank them. And the thing that I like about the Yuka app, I think you pay once for it. I don't think it's an annual fee, but if it is, it's super cheap, like $5-$10. I use it all the time. You scan the barcode, it'll tell you what's in it. And you get to decide. I really love this product. Is the fragrance worth it? That's the only thing in there that might be harmful. Do you want to use it or not?
Yeah.
You pick one product a month. So it's not overwhelming. You're not feeling like everything's out to get you. And you're just situating your environment in a way that is going to promote your health and well-being. And once you pick, you know, you pick your new shampoo, if you like it, you're done with it. If you don't, you try something else. Like, it's not the end of the world, but just trying to align your lifestyle in a way that is conducive for health and healing, I think is really important. But again, a lot of us aren't educated on these things. And we kind of have the impression or understanding that if it's out there to purchase it, it's at least not going to harm us, right? Yeah, exactly. And when we're dealing with chronic symptoms, if you're completely healthy and there's no symptoms, and you know, maybe that's not a step you want to take. But if you are dealing with something, these products can overburden the system, especially the liver. And a lot of people think, okay, well, the liver is supposed to detoxify. It does what it does. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that, you know, there's a lot of people that are selling detoxes and cleanses and all these things, which I don't necessarily agree with. I agree with using food to support our internal systems. But on the contrary, there are proponents that will say, your liver's fine, it'll do what it does. But it's never before been exposed to all the fragrances, all the chemicals, the ultra processed foods, everything in our environment. So supporting the liver by removing some of those things can be super helpful to your health. The liver is like this quiet little worker bee that performs hundreds of functions, and it is like completely overlooked. So that's one of the focuses that I have with my clients that are on a health and healing journey.
Beautiful. Yeah, the liver is so important. So I love your belief that symptoms are signals, not failures. Mm-hmm. Can you expand on that?
Yeah. So it's an alarm bell. Basically, it's the fire alarm that's going off. That's saying, hey, there's a fire. It wants to save you from burning the house down, right? So a lot of the time, and what we are taught in the conventional space is to silence that alarm. Take the medication and see if it silences the alarm. Meanwhile, the fire continues under the radar. We've just possibly turned off the alarm. Now, mind you, I've talked to women that are on 4, 5, 6 medications for migraine prevention, and they're still having daily migraines. So that is if the medication works, right? But And this was a shift that I had to learn. The alarm is not my body failing me. It's speaking to me. But years ago, I didn't know what that meant. I just thought my body was broken. For some reason, I've got pain. My nervous system is sensitive, is what they told me. So that's just my nervous system and I have to live with it. But the reality is we can do all of these, do different things to support our bodies, and then it puts out the fire. And that's the goal. Silencing symptoms, as much as we want to be symptom free, and trust me, I get it. But just turning off the alarm isn't going to help the internal environment, if that makes sense.
Well, I think that's the difference between Western and Eastern medicine, is Western medicine just puts a Band-Aid on the symptom and masks it, whereas functional or holistic Eastern medicine is actually focused on healing what caused the symptom. And I think that is a big shift that we're experiencing. More people in the Western world, coaches like yourself, are teaching you can actually heal the body and not just keep putting Band-Aids on the symptoms. Let's go through some fun rapid fire questions before I close this interview. So what is more important to you, Courtney, your morning routine or your evening routine?
Oh, probably the morning routine, because it sets the stage for the day. Now, I am more working on mindset, identity, and that neuroplasticity aspect. But there was a point in time where my sleep was absolute garbage. My sleep is fantastic now. I love my sleep. I'm an old lady. I don't care. I like to go to bed early. If you're someone that is struggling with sleep, your evening routine may be more important to you. So in the past, that was the case. Now my morning routine is definitely more important.
Coffee or matcha or neither?
Okay. I love coffee. I love it. I started drinking coffee in like sixth or eighth grade. Way too early for any human being. It is a drug. It does stimulate the nervous system.
Yes.
You've got chronic pain or migraine, at least switch to half caf or decaf, or cut it back, because it is going to artificially put us into fight or flight. It ramps up the nervous system. It increases the heart rate. That being said, I still have decaf, which there's still some caffeine in there. Right now I have we mix some half calf and decaf. I had that this morning. So I am not out here to make everybody dump out their coffee. But I literally went from having a pre-workout, a heaping spoon of pre-workout in the morning at 4:30 a.m. before I got out of bed, to two cups of coffee and an afternoon double espresso.
Okay. Whoa. A lot of caffeine.
Way too much. And then my nervous system was like, hello, we're shutting down in here. So the less caffeine, it's going to be better for the nervous system, the adrenals, and the thyroid, which a lot of women especially are struggling with. So you can still have it, switch to decaf, half calf, whatever's going to work for you. But again, I'm a sucker for caffeine, so don't come at me with your pitchforks, okay? Not caffeine.
My audience is really nice. They don't have pitchforks. So. If you only have an hour, would you do a gym workout or walk in nature?
Oh, if I had an hour and the weather was nice, nature for sure. Yeah. Killing two birds with one stone, and walking is exercise. A lot of us are sitting all day. And getting those steps in and moving, that's a goal for me. I'm wearing this stupid ring. I'm trying to stay on with my steps. I'm not sitting behind this computer all day long, but walking for sure.
What is your daily step goal?
Right now it's only 10,000.
That's 5 miles. That's a lot.
But I want to get those 10,000 steps. I'm in that rebuild phase. I want to look at a little bit more, I'm always going to be focused on my health and healing, but my focus now is a little bit more body recomp. And I want to make sure I'm moving, because if we're not moving, that is a huge killer to our goals and our health goals. You know, we don't want to end up not being able to get up off the floor, or, you know, walk around the neighborhood when we're older.
One supplement you love right now.
One supplement I love right now. I have it. I don't take it every day, but Amla powder is amazing. It's from what the Amla Berry. Amla, A-M-L-A. Again, ask your doctor before you take any supplements. But it's a superfood. It's an antioxidant, but it is amazing for lowering cholesterol and balancing blood sugar.
Alma, A-L-M-A. I'll have to check that out.
A-M-L-A.
A-M-L-A.
Amla, yeah.
Amla. Okay, cool. And last question before we wrap it up. What is your definition of a vital life?
Oh my goodness. I should know this like the back of my hand, but really being happy and healthy and able to move and spend time with our loved ones. I used to think that it was, you know, success in business or finances. And like, that was the vision of success. But now, like, I want to be rich in the ability to like, to be outside with my kids and to be able to move with them and go on walks and bike rides and hikes. So that is without being in pain or discomfort. So that is my definition of living a life of vitality for me.
Yeah, it's a life of happiness and movement and energy, not of just accumulating stuff. Because if you don't have your health and you have a big pile of money, what are you going to do with it anyway? You're not going to be able to enjoy it. So I love your vitality method. I know my community is going to want to find you online and learn more about you. And you have a special gift for them. Tell us all the stuff. Where can they find you online, and where can they get your special gift, and what is
it? Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. So if you're looking to, maybe you want to start somewhere with nutrition and you're not really quite sure how, I actually put together a liver love guide, and you can go to vitalityholistichw.com/liverlove. And it's a guide plus recipe pack. So you'll get some simple recipes that you can incorporate. I am on all the major platforms at Vitality Holistic HW. I am trying to kind of veer away from Facebook and Instagram for my own nervous system regulation and more toward YouTube. So I'm working on building the YouTube channel with more beneficial longer form content that people can really like sink their teeth into rather than messing around with reels and all that. So if you want to check out YouTube, that's probably the best place to go when it's at Vitality Holistic HW.
Amazing. Well, Courtney, thank you for sharing your journey and your enthusiasm for health. Thank you everyone for being a part of this movement where we are achieving success and happiness through alignment, not the hustle and grind. I'm sure somebody you know that you care about is experiencing chronic pain. Maybe they have migraines, maybe they have other health issues, and they would find this interview with Courtney very valuable. So please feel free to share this interview with someone you care about. Thank you for going on the journey with us today. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Bye, everyone. So excited to share a review from Melissa Myers, the Glow Girl. She says, inspiring podcast. Rebecca has a gift for creating meaningful, empowering conversations that leave you feeling inspired and uplifted. Balanced, beautiful, abundant is like sitting down with a wise, soulful friend who truly wants you to thrive in every area of your life. I love how she blends practical advice with spiritual insights. I'm so grateful I found it. Well, Melissa, we're so grateful that you found us, and we can't wait to find out how you are glowing and growing by using this podcast as a tool. And everybody who's listening and sharing, thank you so much for your support. And it's such a joy to be on this journey with you.